To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Hey, news listeners, welcome to your Monday installment of the BT at News Show. Hope you had a great weekend. It's a brand new month, indeed. It's the 2nd of May, 2022. Here comes the best technology news that went on over the weekend, although there wasn't a whole lot of it. But we'll get you caught up on it now in about 5 minutes. Are you on board using an Edge browser? Most of our listeners, probably not. Microsoft obviously is aware of this, so they're trying to dangle a little carrot for some. Well, those that care about having a built-in VPN, because that's exactly what it looks like Microsoft is about to do. Edge will soon actually get a free built-in VPN. Actually, this was spotted by the folks over there at The Verge on the support page, noting that the company has revealed it's adding a free built-in VPN dubbed Edge Secure Network to its browser. Apparently, this VPN will encrypt your internet connection, and you'll use the functionality to protect your data from your internet service provider. You can use Edge Secure Network to actually mask your location, meaning if there's certain services in your country that you can't access, possibly with Edge VPN, you'll be able to. However, though, Edge Secure VPN Network, yeah, it may not replace your already paid VPN. The reason why for this? You're limited to actually 1 gig of data per month. So, yeah, streaming video and those kind of things, yeah, not recommended. Now, we did reach out to Microsoft asking, is there going to be a paid version of this, possibly with unlimited data? Well, as of now, nobody's returned our email. As for when the free VPN will be launching with Edge, that is also still unknown, as Microsoft has just begun testing the feature. Telegram. Got that cryptocurrency just burning a hole in your pocket? Well, now you can send it through the platform. Well, as long as you're using cryptocurrency Toncoin, that's actually the cryptocurrency built off Telegram's abandoned blockchain effort. Ton, or better known as the Open Network, actually announced via Twitter that Telegram now supports Toncoin transactions. And apparently there will be no fees either. Ton even via Twitter sent out a little how-to video showing how the crypto transactions will actually work on the platform. And of course, to get you up and running with it too. When you're actually ready to send your crypto, you just pull down your wallet from your attachment menu and then enter the amount of Toncoin that you actually want to send. Once that's done, of course, your recipient in your chat will automatically know. And finally, see, I told you it'd be a bit short today. Speaking of cryptocurrency, kind of a funny story to end on. Oh, Wikipedia. You know, it's completely funded by you and I, so one would think that wherever the donations come from, they'd be happily to oblige. Well, not if it's cryptocurrency anymore. That's because the Wikipedia community has said they want nothing to do with cryptocurrency for donations for the platform anymore. Yes, the nonprofit foundation of Wikimedia, those are the ones that actually own and operate Wikipedia, announced that they would no longer accept any cryptocurrency donations. Apparently, this is back off a 3-month discussion with the Wiki community. In their actual press statement, they said the Wikimedia Foundation has decided to discontinue direct acceptance of cryptocurrencies as a mean of donating. Going on to say that they began direct acceptance of cryptocurrency way back in 2014, and that was actually based on the request of their volunteers and donor communities. Now, because of major influence within the Wiki community, they are now making the decision based on recent feedback that they no longer will be accepting the currency. Wikimedia also said they will close their account with BitPay that they actually use to collect their cryptocurrency donations. So why the decision? Well, for most cases, it has to do with scams and hacks. And apparently a lot of people in the Wiki community feel cryptocurrency is kind of around those things, which they don't want to be associated with. It also might have a lot to do with critics out there arguing for many years now Wikipedia should stop accepting crypto donations due to environmental concerns. You know, because of all the energy those computers use to actually mine the things. Well, whatever the case may be, moving forward, you better have some cold hard cash if you wish to donate. Got a story and no one else is listening? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Hop on over to the British Tech Network website, britishtechnetwork.com. There you will find all the wonderful BTN shows, including the latest Mac and Big shows. Of course, find us on Facebook at British Tech Network. Give us a follow over there on Twitter at British Tech. And join the BTN community over at our Slack room by simply going to britishtech.slack.com. The new show actually will be back on Thursday this week, boys and girls. Have no fear, though. We will get you caught up on the best technology news that will be going on over the next couple of days. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Monday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the new show.